Proclamation number 5855 of 16th of January, 1954. Distress of souls in the hereafter. Jesus Christ. Visualize the hardship of the souls in the spiritual kingdom who are imperfectly secluded, who had no faith on earth in a life after death and who now see themselves displaced into dark, desolate regions without light and without peace. They wander around and cannot find their way. Their fate is a sad one, for they are mostly lonely or together with equally unhappy beings, and because they lack all faith they do not take refuge in God either. For they arrive on the other side just as they left here and their thoughts still go in the same direction as on earth. They only believe themselves to be displaced and don't think about how such a thing could have happened. And therefore they are in great spiritual distress and know no way out of it. People who are not followed by loving thoughts into the kingdom can often remain in this situation for an infinitely long time, and these souls are extremely pitiful, yet they can only be helped through intercession, so that they receive the strength to direct their will correctly. But if a soul follows thoughts which are willing to help, then it also feels them to be beneficial and constantly stays close to those from whom the flow of strength emanates. Then the soul will also find a way out of its situation more easily. It will not sink into an apathetic state but easily allow itself to be guided by helpful leaders. Faithlessness demands the most sacrifices. For a soul which did not want to believe on earth cannot be shown a path in the spiritual kingdom which it has always rejected, and therefore such a soul first has to become aware of its agonizing situation into which it has fallen due to its unbelief. In its greatest abandonment it is grateful when a being approaches it, and then it also accepts instructions. It thinks about it and will already feel small reliefs if it is willing to accept, whereas its agonies will deepen even more if it rebels against them. All possibilities are utilized on God's part to help even these souls in darkness to reach the light, yet free will remains untouched even in the kingdom of the beyond, and therefore great redemptive work is necessary in order to change this will after all, so that it turns towards God, so that the soul nevertheless comes to realize that it acknowledges a Lord above itself, to whom it must now surrender if it wants to be released from its torment. It must learn to believe, for only through faith does it understand the love of the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. And only through faith does it call upon Him, and then it will also be helped. If people knew the dreadful effect unbelief has on them after their physical death, they would truly do everything on earth in order to attain certainty about what they are required to believe. They would desire enlightenment in order to do the right thing on earth. Yet the torments of such souls can certainly be described to people, but they cannot be granted insight into the spiritual kingdom. And countless souls depart from earth in a state of complete faithlessness, and good to those who lived on earth in such a way that good thoughts follow them. Good to those whose intercession is remembered and to whom strength can be imparted as a result. For beings will soon join them and guide them to the source of light. But the souls who receive little help or reject the helpers remain in darkness for an infinitely long time. Who do not find their way to Jesus Christ, who alone redeems them from the night of death. Amen.